It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 566. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. Please leave me a voicemail message at 240-949-2450. And that's Mike Tech Show, all one word on Skype. And we got two great voicemails that I'm going to kick the show off with in a few minutes. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, facebook.com/MikeTechShow, and also check out the wiki at mtswiki.com. I have a jam-packed show tonight. The two voicemails that I mentioned, I have a stack of email, and then I'm going to go over just a little bit of my plans for the next couple weeks for my work in the trenches. I want to thank Instant House Call for being a sponsor of the Mike Tech Show podcast. Instant House Call is a tremendous remote control service. If you need to remote into a client's computer, this is the software. You have unattended mode. You can record what you're doing. You can remotely repair using the built-in D7 functionality. There's so many features to talk about. I'd spend hours. You need to kick the tires and try it for yourself. Go to instanthousecall.com. Download the trial version. Use the promo code MikeTechShow, and you'll get 15 days to try it out. Or just click on the link on the big banner on the left-hand side of my website at miketechshow.com. I want to go over the schedule for the next couple weeks. There will be no Mike Tech Show next week. Carrie and I, let's keep our fingers crossed. We may have a surprise for you next week, so keep following me on Twitter and on Facebook. We are going to be trying to do a show early next week. Getting back on the horse, hopefully that works out. So Carrie and I are emailing each other, and we're working out a time for next week. And I will keep you all posted. The following week, so we got Christmas next week. The following week, New Year's Eve, and it falls on a Thursday night conveniently, so I will be doing a show. Figure the normal show, I'll start at 10 p.m. Eastern time, and then I'll stay on to record the post show through New Year's Eve, and I'll do my normal New Year's Eve show. If you have nothing planned, please join me online right here on Ustream for the New Year's Eve show. I have lots of work scheduled tomorrow, and I'll be following up on how I made out with these projects. So tomorrow, I have a new system going in for an attorney for her new home office. And this is where we're putting together the three monitors on a tri-monitor stand, kick butt system, very, very fast, Core i7 SSD, 16 gigs of RAM, a Dell Optiplex. And I have to back up all the data, transfer it from the laptop to the desktop. We have a brand new multifunction machine going in. So that's tomorrow. Monday, have a historical society that asked me to upgrade all their hardware and their network. So another pile of equipment sitting in my living room that my son Michael and I will be working all day Monday. Then Tuesday, I got my main client, my big client that I'm going to be on site. Wednesday, doing a walkthrough of a business opportunity where I was contacted where someone's buying a whole new fitness center that's already in operation, but the hardware is dated. The network is dated, and I'm going to be doing an analysis and putting a proposal together for that. I have a proposal outstanding already for a new dental office. lots of new work coming in the new year, and I'm really, really excited and can't wait. There's a lot of parts to that business that I sometimes don't talk about on the Mike Tech Show that I'm going to talk about on Tech Vets, and join me on Jetpack, and I'll post up when this, it's going to be, I believe it's like 11 a.m. Eastern time on Monday, January 4th. I'm going to be the main guest for things that my business almost failed, and the stories and what I did to make it not fail. That's the topic. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's the Jetpack series of business shows. And I will be posting up how you can sign up for that and how you can join the chat and the live show. I'm looking forward to that. It's a lot of fun. I already put an outline together of everything I'm going to be talking about and submitted it. And a lot of it has to do with how my business grew and the growing pains and what happened and what I had to do actually a few months ago to keep my business, which really, what happens when you grow too fast? If you grow too fast, you can actually really fail because you're not getting back to people. You can lose clients. And that almost happened to me a few months ago. I put things in place and started doing things so that would not happen. I was able to save my business. So I'm going to reveal some of that on Tech Vets. Lots of examples and stories behind everything. Stay tuned for that. Let's get to voicemail number one about Nynite Pro, which I absolutely have to implement.
Hey, Mike, man in the van here, Marvin with MB Systems, and I'm calling to chat about Nynite Pro, and I don't know if anybody has responded to your show from 2 weeks ago, show number 562, where you asked anybody with Nynite stories to give you a call. And I just want to say that I still cannot believe you're not using it yet. It is, I consider it to be an absolute must if you are managing a network with a domain, because being able to update all the computers at one time just makes life so much easier. And the time that it saves, being able to do it from an admin station or a management server, is just unbelievable. You don't have to run around to each workstation with a flash drive or external drive. You don't have to log on to the website and download an installer package. You just simply select the computers, select the programs, and it will do it automatically. It will cache the files so that if you miss some stations because they're off, you can just go back, hit those computers again. You don't have to re-download. It will just pull from the folder cache on that. So it has really worked out great for me. I rarely go on site to do updates of any of the programs that, you know, people always complain about. And it's not just stuff like, you know, Adobe Reader or Flash or whatever. I mean, I had a story that I can tell you where I had a customer who needed to have the Citrix receiver installed because their payroll service needed it. And she called and said, hey, whenever you're ready to come over to do it, I'll be ready. And I said, look, I can take care of this right now. I logged into the server, pushed it out by selecting her station, selecting Citrix receiver, and it took less than 2 minutes to get it installed on her computer, and she was happy as can be. So networks would be the one thing. A second way to use it is for remote support. With your instant house call or any of the other packages, you can simply push over the Nynite Pro program. It takes less than a minute, and you can leave it on a customer system in a support folder or a hidden folder and do the update straight from their station. Again, it caches the files. And the third way I use it is I do put it on a USB drive, and when I'm building a system, I'll stick it in and just push the updates from my USB drive. I don't even have to leave a copy on the computer. And again, the files are cached on my USB drive, and some of the files don't ever have to be downloaded a second or third time. you know, if you've done many of these, you know, in a few days or a few weeks, as you keep the cache files on there. So just wanted to talk about that. For the cost, it is absolutely worth it. I'm actually only doing the $95 a month plan, which gives me up to 500 computers, and I take care of all my clients with that. Absolutely fantastic. So great job on all the shows. Keep it up. I will be listening in the chat on the upcoming shows. And once again here, Man in the Van checking in from Paradise in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Have a good night.
Marv, thank you so much for that. I knew I had to implement Nynite Pro. It's a must. And I just got to get off the stick and do it. You've definitely helped. And by the way, we don't have the exact date, but there's going to be a meetup in Toronto, and Marvin's part of that. I can't wait to meet up with you in Toronto, and hopefully you're going to be able to make it up there in July. We first thought it was going to be August. It's going to be July. I will have more details in the coming weeks, but this is going to be an unconference and a meetup. Lots of fun. We're getting the dates. As soon as I have them, I will let you know. And that's going to be in Toronto, Canada, in July. That's all I can say right now. I'll have more details, hopefully in a couple weeks, to be able to hit you up with that so you can start planning. Anyway, Marv, thank you very much. This is another voicemail on the topic of the email migration that a listener is going through to Office 365 and wanted some assistance. Give a listen.
Hi, Mike. This is Kevin with the Computer Doctor in Richmond, Virginia. On show 565, you had a listener asking about a tool that could do an on-prem to Office 365 migration, something other than the built-in Microsoft tools, and I believe you said you weren't aware of any. There's actually a hosted service by a company called BitTitan, bittitan.com. They have a software service called Migration Wiz, and Migration Wiz has all kinds of migration services for Office 365 to Google Apps, or Google Apps to Office 365, or on-prem Exchange to Office 365, or even Office 365 to Office 365, which I have personally used that last one. Had a customer that had their own Office 365 account and wanted to go with our hosted AppRiver Office 365 account system for various reasons, for better support, etc. And we were able to use the Migration Wiz tool. Now, there is a cost involved and depends on which one you're using. I encourage your listener to look at AppRiver and possibly open an account with AppRiver, because AppRiver was able to get us a break on the price for the per-user license cost to use Migration Wiz. We were able to save, I think, $4 or $5 per user when using it recently. So strongly encourage you to look at that. It's a great solution. Makes email migrations of all kinds a breeze. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
I have never heard of BitTitan. And I'll have the link in the show notes. I also have the link to AppRiver. Thank you so much for that tip. And this is a great segue into the first email from Sherwin. Hi, Mike. A user called in about Office 365 migration of 250 users. They wanted to know if they have to stick with the MS Migration Wiz or a third party. I would like to suggest Message Ops Migration Wiz and Skykick. They are also others out there. You pay per license seat. You have a central portal to manage the migration. Lisa Hendricks from Call That Girl Office 365 show has great info on this. And you know, I should have mentioned Lisa, And I didn't, so I'm going to make sure Lisa has a show for Office 365 and is an expert. That's all she does right now. I will have links to her website and her guides and her information if you're doing a migration. Sherwin, thank you very, very much. This is from Mark. Mike, just wanted to take a moment and say thank you once again for helping me with a process question. A couple of months back, you recommended Acronis, as you have often on your show. I contacted you with a question as to what version to get. You responded within 5 minutes. So impressive. And with your Amazon link and my Prime account, I had it in a couple of days. You have this patented saying, and it worked great. You will often talk about how you change out spinning drives to SSDs using the cloning process. And you always say, when talking about this and other successful processes, and it works great. So I'm so happy to report that I followed your process and tool advice, and to quote Mike Smith, it works great. This is awesome. In fact, I'm a bit OCD when it comes to my tools of the trade. I like to have things just so. So given that, I've put together what I call the Mike Smith Clone Kit. The kit contains a Kronos True Image 2016, a 640 gig hard drive I used as a backup and clone drive before I upgrade a customer PC to Windows 10, and a Thermaltake Black X SATA dock that you and Carrie recommended on TechVets a couple years ago. Also, an outstanding recommendation and tool I can't do without. Me too. Mike, thanks again for all you do for the tech community in giving your advice and sharing your experiences. I look forward to your show every week and sincerely appreciate you and all you do. You are a great ambassador for the technology community. Have a wonderful holiday season. Humble thanks. This is Mark from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Mark, thank you so much. I'm touched by your email. Thank you. He attached a picture for me, which he calls the Mike Smith Clone Kit, and he sent me a JPEG of it. Very, very cool. It's feedback like that that keeps me doing this every week. I'm glad I'm trying to make a difference in giving something back and helping everybody. And if I can make your life a little easier in any kind of a migration or upgrading something or implementing something and solving a problem, that's what this show's all about. And thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate it. Next email from Will. And this is a follow-up from a question he had. I appreciate you sharing my Google Chrome calendar issue with your listening audience. I implemented your suggestion of using Revo Uninstaller with advanced removal settings to uninstall Chrome. I then went into the app data folder and manually removed all Chrome folders. I then restarted my laptop, installed a fresh copy of Google Chrome, logged into my Google Calendar with no add-ons installed, and the problem is still there. I'm at a loss at this point. So am I. You clearly did a total fresh install of Chrome, and to still have that calendar problem, it's amazing. I really thought your suggestion would resolve this. I appreciate your suggestion and hope some other ideas develop. Keep up the great work, Will. Having a calendar problem, but if he goes to another browser, get this. This is Google Calendar. If he uses it on Internet Explorer or Firefox, he doesn't have the problem. He only has the problem when he goes into Chrome. And it's like he can't set a new appointment where it's got a fixed name, I believe. I really thought ripping the guts out of Chrome using Revo Uninstaller, which I've had to use sometimes when a browser just like a Firefox or a Chrome got so infected that I couldn't clean it or couldn't do, you just got to rip it out. And Revo's great for that. I really thought that was going to fix it, Will. So sorry that it didn't. This is another email from Will. I keep having an unusual issue with installing .NET Framework 3.5 on Windows 10 that has been clean installed. This has occurred 3 times now. I use Patch My PC, which requires .NET 3.5 to install third-party software. As a side note, I started using the software when Nynite Free stops supporting Adobe products. Your listeners may want to check this useful software out. And we've linked Patch My PC in the past. I'll put it again in the show notes. I start the installation of .NET 3.5 from Windows Features, and it fails to complete with an error code, and he has the error, saying that access is denied. The user account being used is a local administrator. Disabling the antivirus and turning off UAC makes no difference. I found this solution and I downloaded a standalone install file and neither worked. Luckily, I can work around this problem for what I need to do. However, I know the day will come when a client is going to need to run software that requires .NET 3.5. I would rather have an answer ready when that day comes. Thanks in advance. Any advice that you or your listeners may have would be appreciated. Best regards, Will. Will, I do have something. Make sure that you right-click on the file that you are going to install, the .NET, and select Run as Administrator. I know you're a local administrator, and I've ran into this in Windows 7 and Windows 8.1 in the past, where even though you are a local administrator, you still, on the install of some applications on the setup, need to right-click and select Run as Administrator. I agree with what you did by turning off UAC and also disabling any antivirus, any anti-malware. Turn them off and try that again with Run as Administrator and let me know. I don't know if it's going to solve it or not, but it's just something else to try. Anybody has any other ideas, email me and let me know, and I'll share it with Will and mention it on an upcoming show. This is from Terry from Arizona, regular listener. I set up a friend on his with his Windows 10 computer. He already has a Hotmail account. After I logged him into the computer with his Hotmail account, Windows 10 eventually prompted me to verify his Microsoft account. In his Microsoft account, someone already had set up his alternate email as a Gmail account. My friend did not know the name or password of the Gmail account. I set him up with another Gmail account. Then I logged into the Microsoft account and changed his alternate email. The alternate email account will not be enabled by Microsoft for 30 days. After 30 days, I will be able to verify his Microsoft account. I was just wondering if you have run into this before and if there is an easier process to verify the Microsoft account. As always, thank you for your great show. I don't understand why you can't use his Hotmail account as his primary Microsoft login. For my Microsoft account, it is my Gmail account. So maybe I'm missing something here. There's another way, and just like Windows 8, you really should sign in with a Microsoft account, but you don't have to. They don't make it easy. You can click to not sign in with a Microsoft account, and it does allow you to create a local account. But this gets hairy when you want to upgrade the apps and you need to go to the App Store, and that's where it's game over. If you got to go into the App Store, you clearly have to have a Microsoft account. Just like Apple, there's no difference. Before you buy a Mac or an iPhone, you have to have an Apple ID. So you got to sign in, and that's what they call an iTunes account or an Apple account. You have to create that. Same thing now with Microsoft. If you're buying, or if you have anything greater than Windows 7, that's when I recommend going to a computer, signing up, verifying your account, getting your Microsoft account, and you know your password, and now use that for setting up any new Microsoft operating systems. This is an email from Jerry. Windows Update Outlook starts only in safe mode. Oh my, let me tell you, I totally forgot about this until I seen the email. Sometimes I want to kill Microsoft. This is the second month in a row that on Patch Tuesday, they released an Outlook patch to break Outlook. Now, here's how they broke Outlook 2010 this time. They put a botched patch and it's Knowledge Base 311-4409. Again, that's 311-4409. Link will be in the show notes, and you've probably already ran into this. If you have Office 2010 and you got this update, it makes Outlook only start in safe mode. Now, when you start Outlook in safe mode, you can't run any add-ins. Well, my users have tons of Outlook add-ins that they need. This disrupted three major clients of mine that I had to scramble to remote into all the systems and remove this update. Now I'm battling because I forgot to turn it off on the WSUS on the one server that's Active Directory, and it kept pushing the update back. So if you have a server that is managing the updates, I had to search for the updates in the WSUS manager on the server. This server happens to be SBS 2011. I had to search for the two because there's a 32-bit and a 64-bit patch for this 311-4409. Then I had to right-click and say disapprove and select disapprove. Right-clicked on both patches, disapproved them so they would no longer be pushing them out. But this had to be manually uninstalled from every workstation that has Outlook 2010. Unbelievable. Second month in a row that Microsoft has pushed bad patches. I'm at a point where I'm getting ready to turn off auto updates with my clients. Patch Tuesday has caused me such grief. It's not worth it. I'd rather control the updates after I vet it, the Patch Tuesday updates, or at least let some a week pass to know what's happening out there in the wild before I let the patches come back on. Microsoft's testing is abominable. It's a disgrace. And they need to really implement a better change control process when it comes to releasing their patches. This is from Brian. According to security firm Shavlik, supported versions of IE will be changing quite a bit in January. After January 12, 2016, only the latest IE version available on each operating system will be supported. This means that if you are not running the latest version of IE available for the version of Windows you are on, you will no longer be getting security updates. More information about this change is available right here. Now, if this is the case, and if this is true, which I believe it is, then I have a serious problem with some major clients. I'm going to give you an example. Ameriprise, big company. They do not support IE 11. So what's going to happen on all the systems that have Windows 7, because they don't support Windows 8 yet? What are they going to do when they're not ready to have IE 11, yet their entire business is based on Internet Explorer for all of their financial advisors around the world, and there's not going to be any security updates when they are forced to still be at IE 9 or IE 10? What's going to happen? Anyway, I throw that out there because I'll be in the thick of this. I'm hoping that they delay this because this is certainly going to be a security problem for several of my clients. And it's all my clients mostly in the financial industry because they're the ones that are behind on doing the updates on their websites to support the newer browsers. Their websites also do not support Firefox or Chrome, only Internet Explorer. This is the broker dealers in the financial industry. I know this. I deal with it on a daily basis. So it's going to be very interesting what happens here and how much clout they have, because we're talking some pretty big companies here, and they're going to need to flex their muscle to Microsoft to keep them supporting the older versions of IE, or at least get them agree to support IE 10 and 11 and maybe let go 9 or something like that. They're going to have to come up with some kind of a compromise here. That's the last email for the night. I have some music. I selected this because last Thursday I was at a small venue in Philadelphia with my two sons and my daughter-in-law. I got to see Brent Smith and Zach Myers, the lead singer and guitarist of Shinedown, in an acoustic set. The whole night, acoustic. It was phenomenal. And I have a song that they've actually put and released on YouTube a couple years ago. They did a whole bunch of acoustic covers. And they actually played this song last Thursday night. And it's a cover of Adele. Give a listen. I think you're going to enjoy it.
This is a song called Someone Like You by Adele. I heard that you're settled down, that you found a boy and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Yes, he gave you things I didn't give to you. Old friend, why are you so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I hoped you'd see my face, then that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you. Too, don't forget me, I beg. I remember what you said. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. How the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me, it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you. Sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Nothing compares, no worries, no cares, regrets and mistakes, memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would take? Don't forget me, I beg. I remember what you said. Sometimes it lasts in love, sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing. sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
That is Zach Myers on guitar, Brent Smith on vocals, and they are the main members of the group Shinedown. Shinedown's pretty hard rock group. Zach and Brent put together a whole bunch of acoustic covers that was voted on by the listeners and followers of Facebook last year, and they went and recorded just the two of them. They were so good last week and had a great time at the concert. So you know I love music. You know I love especially acoustic and covers. It's great. And I'll always try to share that with you. That's it for tonight's show. Please remember, especially now with the holiday season, I want everybody to have a happy holiday. Have a Merry Christmas. Have a great, safe holiday. And when you're still buying gifts, use my Amazon link. What a great way to get your gifts. And if you don't have a gift in mind, buy an Amazon gift card. What a great stocking stuffer. And remember to use my link, amazon.mikenation.net. Your price stays the same, but a small percentage comes back to support the Mike Tech Show, and I so appreciate it. Also, Fab's Auto Backup for Tech 6 Pro. I'm going to be living in that tomorrow and Monday with the two projects I was talking about. That's how I'm going to transfer everything from the one system to the other. It's going to be great. I love that utility. There was another update a couple weeks ago. I can't wait. It just keeps getting better and better and better. Link will be in the show notes. A great utility. Also, want to thank Instant House Call for being a sponsor. Don't forget to go to instanthousecall.com. Download the 15-day trial. Use the promo code MikeTechShow. That's it. Have a great holiday week, and I will be back here on New Year's Eve to ring in the new year. Please join me. That's it. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.